Gender groups have started an earnest campaign to get more women elected into the district assembly. The chief executive officer of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah-Kuten, told Radio Ghana that training programs to educate and encourage women to participate in the election are being held nationwide. She however complained that the district assembly elections have taken a partisan twist, something that is affecting the execution of the poll. She urged the political parties to encourage more women to participate in the elections.
We are working with ActionAid and Christian Aid to support the women in terms of training, building their capacity, and also providing them with resources such as posters.
But apart from that, have you looked at the numbers? Is the numbers encouraging those who are participating?
We don't have the total figure yet. I think we will know maybe early next year.
Have you encountered any challenges with the women encouraging them to participate?
Oh, that one, yes, because many of the women are saying that it's become very costly, even though district assembly elections is not supposed to be like that. There's a lot of partisanship, and many of the women are still being told to step aside for others to stand. So even though they have become very empowered and they want to stand, these are some of the things militating against them.
So in this case, what would you tell the women to encourage them to surge on?
We are encouraging them to continue and also to have a message that is much more nationalistic about the need for both women and men to work together to promote national development. We are also urging them to take note of some of the illegality, the money aspect, and so that we can compile some of this information and maybe engage with the Electoral Commission to ensure that these things are not encouraged.
But do we provide any kind of form of financial assistance for the women?
No, apart from the training and just providing resources like maybe T-shirts and posters, we are not able to provide any financial support because we ourselves are handicapped and we are not allowed. We don't even have the resources to give the money out. And actually, we are not set up to give resources in terms of financial resources to women. We are there to empower the women to build their capacity and also to ensure that we put across to everybody that women have a right to participate in decision making when they are interested.
You heard Chief Executive Officer of Abantu for Development, Dr. Rose Mensah-Kuten.
Meanwhile, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection says it has started an advocacy program to get more women to participate in the district assembly elections. It has secured funding under its Women in Governance project to facilitate the participation of more women in governance. The sector minister, Nana Oyelitha, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said it is critical to ensure that more women participate in political governance.
Our Women in Governance project, which is being sponsored by one of the European partners. And so we will be starting some work around advocating and supporting women in local governments who seek to stand for public office for the district assembly, because we believe that there's a need to increase those numbers dramatically. So we will be doing our Women in Governance program under our gender department, and work has already started with respect to that.
Is the number increasing?
Well, I don't have the figures with me now.
Oh.
I don't have a figure. I won't be able to tell you what the numbers
are. But definitely the ministry is taking up.
It takes this very critically. It is very important for us to ensure we have the critical mass of 30% in governance at all levels, at the district level, at the parliament level, and also the local government level. So this is an opportunity to advocate and encourage and support women who hold themselves out for public office within the local, the municipal, metropolitan, and the district assembly in Ghana.